We're going to shift our focus now to the heated debate on many college campuses over the Israel-Hamas war and concerns over incidents of violence, threats, and hate speech, which made their way to Capitol Hill today. Protests that erupted after the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel have roiled college campuses across the country. With college administrators facing backlash over their responses to alleged incidents of anti-Semitism. That was the focus of the congressional hearing today, as the presidents of Harvard University, the University of Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology faced questions from the House Committee on Education and the Workforce. Committee Chairwoman Virginia Fox opened the hearing, accusing the schools of fostering a culture of anti-Semitism.
Institutional anti-Semitism and hate are among the poison fruits of your institution's cultures.
Harvard President Claudine Gay, who assumed the role this summer, acknowledged her own struggles at such a tense moment.
I know many in our Harvard Jewish community are hurting and experiencing grief, fear, and trauma. I have heard from faculty, students, staff, and alumni of incidents of intimidation and harassment. At the same time, I know members of Harvard's Muslim and Arab communities are also hurting. During these difficult days, I have felt the bonds of our community strain. In response, I have sought to confront hate while preserving free expression. This is difficult work, and I know that I have not always gotten it right.
Sally Kornbluth is the president of MIT.
I have been president of MIT since January of this year. As an American, as a Jew, and as a human being, I abhor anti-Semitism. And my administration is combating it actively.
Judaism, yes! Zionism, no!
All of the college leaders who were testifying said bigotry against Jews, Muslims, Arab Americans, or anyone else was unacceptable and described their efforts to protect students and foster civil dialogue at their schools. But since the outbreak of the war, it's been easier said than done. At Harvard last month, a Jewish student was surrounded by pro-Palestinian protesters yelling shame.
Was any discipline action? I love the lip service. I do. In you academic, mm-hmm. I love that. I'm looking for an action item. Yes, no. Was anybody expelled? Any action item. And if you don't know, that's okay too.
We hold our community to account.
All right, I'll reclaim
for our
my
policies.
Time.
Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York followed up.
Well, let me ask you this. Will admissions offers be rescinded or any disciplinary action be taken against students or applicants who say, from the river to the sea or intifada, advocating for the murder of Jews?
As I've said, that type of hateful, reckless, offensive speech is personally abhorrent to me.
Today that no action will be taken. What action will be taken?
When speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies, including policies against bullying, harassment, or intimidation, we take action, and we have robust disciplinary processes that allow us to hold individuals accountable.
The lawmakers were universal in their condemnation of anti-Semitism, but Democrats accused Republicans of using today's hearing for other purposes.
I also want to note that the main point of this hearing should be to identify bipartisan solutions to combat anti-Semitism, not an excuse to attack higher education, liberal arts education, or important diversity, equity, and inclusion work that's happening at colleges and universities across the country.
Ahead of the hearing, Republicans organized a press conference with Jewish students sharing how anti-Semitism has affected them.
For my part, I was forced to leave my study group for my doctoral exams halfway through the semester, because my group members told me that the people at the Nova Music Festival deserved to die because they were partying on stolen land.
Penn's president, Elizabeth McGill, repeatedly touted the university's plan to combat anti-Semitism.
We are in the midst of making certain that all anti-bigotry efforts ensure education about anti-Semitism. Some parts of our program do, and some parts of our program need to be enhanced. So we're working on that right now.
In light of multiple events at various campuses, the Department of Education recently launched an investigation into seven schools. The inquiry is focused on complaints of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, and schools could face a loss of funding if they don't comply.